Reached Advanced Dermatology. A receptionist will be with you in just a moment to schedule an appointment or assist you with other needs. For other options, please listen to the following choices. If you are calling for a prescription refill, please contact your pharmacy directly, and the pharmacy will contact our office for this request. For details on each of our practice locations, press 5. For the Aurora Practice Manager, press 2. For the Centennial Practice Manager, press 3. To speak with our Mohs surgery scheduler, press 1. All other callers, please remain on the line and a receptionist will be with you momentarily.
Thank you for calling Advanced Dermatology, where promoting healthy skin through personal attention for all is the foundation of our practice. Our board-certified dermatologists, Dr. Papadeus, Dr. Chapman, Dr. Johnson, Dr. Amsbaugh, Dr. Brenman, Dr. Suravik, Dr. Ray, Dr. Gamble, Dr. Endley, Dr. O'Leary, Dr. Miller, Dr. Perng, Dr. Strahan, Dr. Hansen, and Dr. Seeley are experts in their respective fields, providing a full scope of medical, surgical, and cosmetic care, while taking the time to listen and answer your questions fully.
Our receptionists are still assisting other callers. If you would like to leave a message for a callback, please press 1. Otherwise, please hold, and we will be with you momentarily.
That our practice was included in 5280 Magazine's Top Docs for 2023. We'd like to congratulate Dr. Papadeus, Dr. Chapman, Dr. Johnson, Dr. Amsbaugh, Dr. Brenman, Dr. Suravik, and Dr. Ray for this recognition. Several of our providers are also fellowship trained, with 3 Mohs surgeons and 1 dermatopathologist on staff to serve your entire family.
Advanced Dermatology, this is Haley.
Hello, Haley. My name is Phil Rice. I'm returning a call from Ann.
Let me see if she's available with your date of birth.
4/25/53.
1 second.
Skincare needs. Were you aware that Dr. Grant, who retired from our group after practicing for 20 years with us, and one of his professors discovered minoxidil that, when applied to the skin, stimulated hair growth?
Okay, she is with another patient right now. I can send you to her voicemail.
Yeah, that's a good question. Okay, I guess.
Okay, 1 second.
You've reached the voicemail box for pathology and biopsy results. Unfortunately, at this time, I'm unable to take your call. So if you would leave your first and last name, your date of birth, and your callback number, I will get back with you within 48 hours. Thank you and have a good day.
Please leave a message at the tone. When finished, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
Hello, this is Phil Rice calling. My birthday is 4/25/53. I have a referral from my doctor, who is Josh Axman, for Gregory Papadeus, I believe it is, to have a cyst removed. I left a message for Ann yesterday, and based on the response I got, I assume that you did not listen to the message. Maybe somebody else did. Maybe you weren't paying attention. I don't know. But let me see if I can go over this again and try and be clear the way that I would like to handle things. First thing I said was to call me at 720-282-3376. And that is the phone number that shows up for me on the referral. And that's not the number you called. So let me try and be clear about this. That's the number I want you to call. I do not want you to call 970-235-0470. Please do not call 970-235-0470 ever again. So call me at 720-282-3376. This is the number where you can leave a message. and I asked you to suggest a time when I could call you back where you might be a good time to catch you, where you would answer the phone, and you just completely ignored that. You gave me no help at all there. So I understand that sometimes it's not possible to do that. There is no good time, or you don't know what a good time is. And if that's the case, if you would just say that in the message, that would be helpful, as opposed to just ignoring the request. Please respond to the request one way or another. Now, if you're going to refuse to answer the phone, or it'd be extremely difficult for me to call you when you're going to answer the phone, then I'm going to suggest two alternatives. One is we could schedule by email, and the other would be by phone tag, by messages. So if you want to call back, and there is no good time for me to call you, there's no way for me to reach you on the phone, then what I'm going to say is I'd like to schedule in the early afternoon, any day of the week. I've looked at my calendar, and for the rest of the month, the only day that I have a problem or a conflict would be September 27th. I'd like to schedule as soon as possible. So if you can suggest a day, say we've got you scheduled for, and then fill in the blank, at 2 o'clock or 1:30 or some early afternoon time, just suggest something, and then I can call back and just leave a message for you that says, yes, that works for me, I'll see you then, or not. And so my email address, I think, is going to be on the referral order, but if not, I'll say it and then spell it. It's phil.rice@mkgappraisal.com. That's phil.rice@mkgappraisal.com. So I look forward to hearing back from you as soon as possible. Thank you.